Good morning. Now, there might be some rolling of the eyes this morning, only because I'm going to be sharing about football again. Two times, and I get football both times. It's hard not to on this one, though. We just got back from a trip with our senior class, going out to Globe, Arizona, and the whole time, it was during the NFL draft. So what do the boys talk about? The NFL draft. And in that, you couldn't get it out of your head. And as I was remembering that I had this Sunday to do the communion time, I said, well, why not? Because there's an actual neat story to it. Deion Sanders and his son Shedeur, as a lot of people know and some don't, went through the draft in a pretty rough way. Shedeur expected to be within the top 10 in getting selected. Instead, he was 144th. And the media had its field day with it. They didn't have the truth, but they just still had their field day with it. And in it, controversy came up. Some blamed Deion for being the way he was and being arrogant and prideful, etc. Some blamed Shedeur for his arrogance and pride. And what they missed greatly was the fact that it wasn't so much a pride as it was a confidence in the abilities of Shedeur to do what was asked of him. But because of the controversies, a lot of the coaches did not wish to hire him on or draft him. They ran scared. Some thought they were going to lose their job if they did. Well, it turns out the truth finally came out. And I wondered, because I listened to the boys as they were talking about it, as to why this happened and why that happened and why he wasn't picked in the first round. And really, it was about a father-son relationship. Father's Day is coming up. Mother's Day is coming up, and we're going to be celebrating those. In this father-son relationship, the only coach that Shedeur ever had for football was his father, from when he was young all the way through college. And he played quarterback for the University of Colorado, and he was good. His whole team wasn't the greatest, but he was still good. And despite that, he excelled in a lot of areas. So you expected him to go up high. But one of the things that Shedeur did was he failed his interviews. He forgot the things that he was taught by his father. See, the Sanders family is a believer's family. They're believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Deion made that known in his coaching and in the hiring of the pastor that they had for the team, and he was criticized for it. I didn't know that. And checking the story out more and more, I saw that, wow, you know why a lot of people were against them? Because they were vocal in their beliefs. They didn't like that. You're not supposed to bring that into football. But you can bring protests against the cops and everything else in football. You just can't bring that in. So in reading the story about him, there was one thing that he said. Shedeur did not do well in this pre-draft interviews. A lot of coaches, team staff, and NFL personnel agree on that. But the post by Shedeur on X shows a contrite and humble person who knows he messed up. His father was proud of him for accepting the backlash and for being humble enough to admit it. His father stayed out of it. But the lies that came out about his father contacting all the teams and the whole, that just flowed and people believed it. But he didn't. He let Shedeur do his own thing. Here's what he posted, Shedeur that is. I can do better. I should have known better. I was taught better. I've seen better, and I'm definitely better than that. He admitted and humbled himself as to why he wasn't chosen in that first round, or the second, or the third. But he also said, I'm also thankful for another opportunity to do what I'm blessed to do, and I won't take it for granted. Lord, create in me a pure heart and renew a right spirit within me. That's what he posted. But the news didn't share that. Fortunately, Elon Musk did. Because Elon backed him up. And he said, here's the real story. I'm grateful for that. He apologized to his father for kind of shaming the name of the family in that. And his father accepted him with open arms. Does this sound familiar? We as believers were accepted with open arms. But it took someone dying to do so. As much as he loved us through the whole thing, it wasn't until he died and rose again did the full impact come to where we can humble ourselves and be a son to a heavenly father. One of the neat things that I saw through this was, you've heard it said, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And of course that comes from Proverbs 16:18. It was true for David. It was true for Solomon. It was true for King Nebuchadnezzar. It was true for his disciples. And it's true for us. Whether we are a believer or not, we have all struggled with pride and arrogance in one way, shape, or another. That's why the Father sent his Son. That's why that Father-Son relationship needed to happen for us. That we could become his son, his daughter. Shadur Sanders had his earthly father giving him wisdom and understanding, along with some gentle rebuke and reproof. But it came from his heavenly father, because that's what Dion shared with him. He says, you need to get it right. And he did. His brother, amazingly, went on X also. He didn't praise him or laud him. What he did was saying, my brother screwed up. But that's why I pray for him. And that's why I love him. He says, because we can forgive, just as the Heavenly Father forgives. I am a father, and I know that Father's Day is coming. I have boys that are fathers, and they know what a weight it is to care for and love their children, even when our children fail us. And I'm sure some of us can relate to that. I can honestly say that I wished I could have done a better job teaching them to love God with all their hearts, mind, soul, and strength. I was not always the best a father should be to them. I, like Shadur, can say, I should have known better. I should have done better. I was taught better by a loving father. I can do better through Christ, who loves and strengthens me. Romans 7, starting in the 14th verse. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh. I am sold under sin. For I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want to do, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what that is good, no longer is it I who live, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, and that is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want to do is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who does it, but sin that dwells within me. And then going down to verse 25. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. I'm a father. I'll still make mistakes. I pray they're less and less. But I still have a lot of making up to do with my family, with my children. And that's hard to do. But I guess, with the Lord's strength, I can be humbled too. If the Lord can be humbled, to die on a cross for us, then I can be humbled to die with him and live for him and for my children and my wife. As we come to the Father today, remembering what his Son did for us on the cross and through the conquering of death and the guilt of sin for us who have accepted him as the one true God, let's take a moment to see if there's anything in our hearts that would hinder us from partaking in this remembrance together. Ask the Spirit of God to reveal any sin that weighs you down right now. Turn to him, ask his forgiveness, thank him for his forgiveness, and enter into his throne room where his arms are open wide to receive you. So let's take a little bit of time. His body was broken, and the bread represents that. Let's take it together. As we take the cup that signifies the blood that he shed for us, though we don't deserve such love, take a moment to thank him for such a selfless love, selfless act that he shows each and every day. Take that moment to thank him. Let us take that cup together. First Corinthians 11:26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Let's pray. Father, for such a humbling, Lord, that you did in sending your Son, and how much it grieved your heart to see your people here on earth rebelling against you. Jesus came and willingly gave up his life that we might have eternal life. He's not in the grave. He rose again. And he forgave us. He took the weight of the world on his shoulders. And he cried out to you. You didn't fail him, Lord. You lifted him up. So, Lord, help us to remember that now. Help us to be grateful and thankful for who you are, for why you came, and for being a loving Father to us, your sons and daughters, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.